Ilang araw nang nakapako sa higit 800 kaso ng COVID-19 ang naitatala kada araw sa buong New South Wales. At ang pinakamasakit, araw-araw ding nadadagdagan ang bilang ng mga namamatay. Kaya maliban sa mas mahigpit na restriksyon sa mga hotspot LGAs, isinailalim na din ito sa curfew simula alas 9 ng gabi hanggang alas 5 ng madaling araw. Ibig sabihin nito, silang essential o authorized workers, magpapagamot o may emergency ang pwedeng lumabas. Nababahala na kasi si New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian dahil kasabay ng pag-akyat ng bilang ng mga nabakunahan, ganun din silang tinatamaan ng virus.
We're up to 5.9 million jabs in New South Wales. I'd set a target of 6 million by the end of the month, and it looks like we'll be at least a week ahead of schedule. So I'm so pleased that everybody's really heard the call, heard the messages, and is coming out to get him vaccinated. We had 160,000 people who got tested in the last 24 hours, another huge number.
Sa buong hotspot LGA, sarado na ang mga hardware, office supply stores at retails. Pinapayagan lang ang mga residente na makabili sa pamamagitan ng click and collect. Naka-online learning na din ang lahat ng mga bata, maliban na lang sa pasulit sa year 12 students ng HSC. Ikinasa ang bagong restriksyong ito matapos na bahala ang mga eksperto sa pagdating ng maraming batang pasyente sa ospital dahil sa virus. Ayon kay Dr. Ni Nguyen, 25% ng kanilang pasyente sa intensive care ward sa Nepean Hospital ay 40 years old pababa. Kaya nanawagan ito na magpabakuna na.
They are younger, they are staying in intensive care for longer, and they are needing care that can't be provided anywhere else in the wards. There are those who are on breathing machines and on heart-lung machines. It's not a good day when you have to meet the intensive care team. We would much prefer not to ever meet you and your families. Our nurses are coming and our doctors are coming up to work every day despite knowing how difficult it is.
Ayon naman kay Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews, walang may gusto sa ipinapatupad nilang restriksyon. Kaya lang ito ang nararapat gawin dahil umaakyat ang bilang ng may virus at kulang pa sila ng supply ng bakunang gamot.
There's not too many more restrictions that we can put on. Ultimately, the thing that will make the difference in bringing these numbers down further is compliance with these current rules. And I know it's incredibly difficult. It is incredibly difficult. But I think it is fair and reasonable to pose the question back, okay, well, if you're not happy with what's happening now, none of us are, by the way, what's the alternative? Righto, let's get everybody vaccinated. Well, I don't have supply. I don't have enough vaccine to vaccinate everyone or even to get to 70%, 90% next week. It's going to take time.
Samantala, aminado si Prime Minister Scott Morrison, wala na silang nakikitang ibang solusyon sa problema kung hindi ang pagpapabakuna ng lahat ng Australians para maiwasan ang lockdown. At kailangan din umanong matutunan ng lahat kung paano mamuhay at labanan ang virus. Napagkasunduan kasi ngayon ng gabinete na maiwasan ang mangyayaring lockdown kapag nasa 70 hanggang 80% ang bakunado sa buong bansa.
The national plan is our deal with all Australians. It is the understanding that we have with Australians making their sacrifices now and who have made them over such a long time, that sacrifice will get them to the next step. Because if not at 70% and 80%, then when? Then when? We must make that move, and we must prepare to make that move, and we must prepare the country to make that move. The lockdowns now being endured are taking an extremely heavy toll.
Pero ang ibang estado at teritoryo ay di kumbinsido dito, lalo pat ang batayan ay ang nakaraang Doherty modeling kung saan hindi kasama sa datos ang mga pabatang tinatamaan ng virus. Kaya ang ilang lider gustong baguhin ang ginagawang pag-aaral kung saan isama ang mga ito. Iba sa kanila ay nagsabing kahit maabot na ng New South Wales ang 70 hanggang 80% na bakunado, pero lumulobo pa din ang bilang ng kaso ng COVID-19, mapipilitan pa umano silang isara ang kani-kanilang borders. Gusto naman ni Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk na suriin ang ginawang batayan ng gobyerno.
That modeling and research was actually premised on the basis that there would only be around 30 cases in the Australian community. Well, there's not 30 cases at the moment, there's thousands of cases. So my understanding is some further research is being commissioned by the federal government to look at now what that means and the implications for that.
Sa ngayon, halos 30% sa buong populasyon ng Australia na may edad 16 pataas ang bakunado. 52% naman ang tapos na ng kanilang unang dose. Kaya umaasa si Qantas CEO Alan Joyce sa panayam nito sa ABC na sana'y matupad ng federal na gobyerno ang plano nitong tapusin na ang ilang restriksyon at lockdown kapag umabot na sa 70-80% ang bakunado sa bansa dahil hirap na silang kagaya niyang negosyante.
I'd say to the Premier as well, if getting the 70-80% is not a way out of this, what is? What else do we need to do? What else do the Australian public need to do in order to get their lives back? And there are consequences to lockdowns. They are needed now, we know that, to protect the public. But they are causing mental health issues. They are causing businesses to fail. They are causing financial distress. And they have an impact on the health and well-being of the Australian public. And we can't continue like this for years.
Sa Canberra naman, nagsisimula ng bakunahan ng gamot na Pfizer ang mga residenteng may edad 16 hanggang 29 na taong gulang. At inaasahang tatapusin na din ang ipinapatupad na 3 linggong snap lockdown sa 2 ng Setyembre. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon tungkol sa COVID-19 sa inyong wika, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Peggy Giacomelos na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.